The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. We're out here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Come on out. Already had a really nice guy come by and tell us how much you love the show.
That is always nice.
Yeah, HPD veteran. Good dude.
You know what? I wanted to mention this. I was thinking it last night that I wanted to mention this. I took my wife out to dinner last night. It's her birthday tomorrow.
I'm aware of that.
As you may be aware, because it's also Fred's birthday tomorrow. So all gifts should be laid at Fred's feet tomorrow morning. Everyone knows that.
If you're bringing me beer, I have a new office now. So
there, okay.
I'm down in the big office by the station now.
You're in my old prep room.
Your old prep room, yeah.
Yeah, that they took away from me.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm thinking I probably should email somebody because somebody told me they're going to drop a beer off. And I'm like, great, but Natalie's not going to drink it.
Yeah.
So.
But we went out to Del Frisco's.
And, good place.
Oh, my goodness. That place. And I've had some food from theirs at the station.
Like, yeah.
They brought by food a couple times. I was like, you know what? Let's go out there. There was four of us, and we went out, and all four of us were like, man, this is the best meal I've had. I mean, I don't – maybe in a year.
Wow.
I mean, it was – everything was perfect. The wait staff was super friendly and attentive, and they had like the sommelier came out, and we weren't even going to drink wine with dessert, but we ordered some lemon cake for dessert, and they brought out some ice wine or something like that. That he said, I couldn't let you have this dessert without pairing it with this. And I mean,
wow!
I mean, it was just an awesome experience. I had lamb, like a dry aged lamb. It was so good. That was really one of the best meals I've had. And I know, you know, it's not like a chain it's not like a mom and pop place, but if you are looking for a good meal,
that's a good date night meal.
My goodness, it is. And they will, you know, I don't think they knew that I was a big time celebrity, Fred, but they still treated me like one. And that's what's important.
Before we left, we went to that new place, that Rustic, that's down by George R. Brown.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty cool date night place too. The food's good there, good atmosphere, and there's one in Austin. I don't know if it's a Dallas place initially, but it's the first one in Houston. So I went there. The best meal I had in Canada, you'll laugh at this, was at a place called Houston Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I tweeted out about how I had to go all the way to Canada apparently to get Houston Pizza. I didn't have the pizza; I had the veal. They actually had a huge menu and all kinds of good stuff on there. It was really good. Everything else up there is kind of eh. But that was pretty cool. And somebody was asking me earlier what was the best beer I had. Believe it or not, the best beer I had was in the Toronto airport. At the Mill Street has a little brew pub there.
Okay.
Their Christmas ale had like cinnamon with a hint of peppermint in it. Interesting. It was really, really good. And then I tried a couple of Vancouver brews from Red Racer, and they had a s'more stout that was basically just tasted like an ale with no flavor. It wasn't very good, but their pumpkin beer was really good. But the rest of it, I got some of my Black Bridge Brewery milk stout and a few of those things, and tried. I had some Saskatchewan vodka while I was there.
Nice.
That was really good. So, but that was about it. I didn't really drink a lot. I mean, I probably have a couple drinks each night while I was. This is how you know you're getting old, is I was enjoying playing card games with my in-laws and bleep-talking them the whole time while I was drinking. They play some game called Condo Rummy, which I love because there's a strategy to it. You have to know when to gamble. You have to. It's The other games we play are all just pure chance. So, yeah, I enjoyed sitting around talking with them and doing that. That was about it. It was, nice. But it was fun. It's good to be back, man. Although the one thing that I got used to was no traffic. I mean, there's like even in the city, there's just not much traffic. As soon as I got back, it was like, ugh. 614 says, Fred, I'm also a December 18 birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you. That'll be tomorrow. I'm not celebrating them anymore because I'm no longer early 30s as of tomorrow. I'm early 50s.
Early 30s? I was like, oh, yeah, it's been a while since that.
Early 50s. I'm now mid 50s as of tomorrow. So that's not something to celebrate.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it sucks. It's one step closer to the inevitable conclusion. All right, let's go through the other games because, I mean, we touched on a few, but there was a lot of action over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I don't know how I feel about Saturday NFL games.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, because I want football.
See,
you
but
know.
I'd rather watch crappy bowls on Saturday and then have my full schedule on Sunday.
The bowls were so crappy on Saturday, though. Yeah. I mean,
You know what, though? I did really well on all my bowl betting. I had Fresno. I had App State. I had Tulane. I think it was 4-0, and then I was 0-4 on the NFL. So just
I was the opposite. I won.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
I only won one college bet, but it was the only big bet that I had, and that was Fresno. Yeah. I lost with Louisiana Lafayette, and what was the other game I lost on? I lost with Georgia Southern because I got a
I can't remember the other game.
I got minus 2.5, and it opened at pick, and I was like, oh, and then they lose by 2. So it was pretty rough.
Oh, Utah State, that was the other one.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Texans, Jets, we've talked about. Browns beat the Broncos 17-16. And Daniel had asked, do you think Greg Williams deserves a chance to get the full-time gig as head coach? I think he does.
I think he'll probably be a candidate. But we've seen him before fail as a head coach. I think more to the point is who should be coaching on the other sideline. I mean,
Well, I think we've all
– he gave that game away.
Yeah. I've been saying this all. Vance Joseph can't coach. He's not a head coach, and I don't know that he's. And I saw a thing today that Elway tried to bring Mike Shanahan back last year. That may wind up happening. Yeah. But the Broncos have enough talent to be better than this, especially defensively.
Yep.
So, and good game again for Baker Mayfield, and the Browns get a win. They're 6-7-1. They're still not going to get to the 8 wins that guy bet you.
But they're not going to make it.
They made, I guess, what was the Vegas over on them? Was it
5.5?
5.5. So they did beat that. Falcons beat the Cardinals 40-14. Who cares that their season? Those teams are done. All it does is
although,
help.
Yeah, like where the Falcons? Where they it makes you go like, what have you guys been doing?
Yeah. Well, and the Cardinals, they're trying to get the number one pick.
The Cardinals are horrific.
Bills beat the Lions 14-13. We talked about this a little bit.
That was a push for me.
Both running backs hurt. And
but let's face it, Josh Allen's their best running back.
Yeah, he is.
And the Lions didn't let him get off. So I thought it was going to be tough for the Bills to win. And you missed Friday's show when RJ and I were talking. But we were talking about if the Lions have been so good against mobile quarterbacks, and if they can stop Josh Allen, then you start to say, well, how are the Bills going to score?
Right.
But the Lions are so poor on offense, too, since they can't run the ball. That was just not a fun football game to watch. Pretty ugly game.
Bears beat the Packers 24-17. Is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, the statistics say yes, but win-loss says no for sure.
And when you watch him, he just doesn't, you know, eye test-wise kind of says no.
Yeah.
I like this Bears team. I think that
I mean, nobody's going to look elite against that team.
No.
I mean, they defensively, they're going to make a lot of really good guys look pretty mediocre.
Yeah, and I think, boy, if you're the Rams, you don't want to lose another game, because if the Bears wind up getting a bye in a home game, that's going to be
that's
a tough
trouble.
Place for anybody to go through. Bengals beat the Raiders 30-16 in another WGAF game. although the Bengals did it without Andy Dalton, so there's that.
Yeah.
Colts-Cowboys, we talked about a little bit in the first hour, and I thought the Colts did a really good job of...
You scared of the Colts for the Texans?
Yeah, I am, because I think right now, for one thing, their defense has gotten better as the season's gone on, which is important, obviously, for the playoffs. Andrew Luck is healthy. Marlon Mack is healthy, which I think makes a huge difference in that offense. And when they got the Cowboys down, it was a matter of, okay, beat us, Dak Prescott.
They're not going to let that happen.
No.
Dak's not the guy to do that.
Right. And
but they did a good job of containing Ezekiel Elliott.
That's how you have to beat the Cowboys. You're going to have to contain Elliott and make Prescott throw the ball 39 times a game.
They're
if you
like,
do that,
they're kind of like the Jags from last year. Like, if they've got a lead, it's hard to hang with the Cowboys, because they can run downhill on you all day. But if they fall behind, it can get pretty shaky.
Vikings just pummeled the Dolphins, and
the score was closer than it should have been. Even it was like 21-0 at halftime, and the Vikings messed around a little and let them back in it, but
and then put it away in the fourth.
Yeah, that was one of my plays this week, was -7.5, and I started to sweat for a little bit. And the Vikings got it together, and the Dolphins are just—they're a joke. They're not good.
Their luck box 7-7 too.
I kin the Dolphins to the Titans. I think those two teams are about equal. I just think in the playoffs, neither one of those teams are a threat to anybody. They're kind of like Buffalo last year. You know, they're good enough to make the playoffs, but they're definitely not capable of doing anything.
Minnesota, fires the OC and comes out, runs the football.
Yeah.
And that's...
Looks good, too.
It does. And Dalvin Cook was terrific. And if they can run the football like that, they're going to win a lot of games, and it takes pressure off of Kirk Cousins instead of him having to go out and try to win. Because it's going to be a mixed bag with him with that. But, and I know it's just the Dolphins, but I think that's the Vikings, what they're going to have to do. If they're going to get to the playoffs and do any kind of damage, they've got to run the football.
Yep.
Titans beat the Giants 17-0.
You know what's amazing? Derrick Henry threw, the first 12 games? Had 474 yards of rushing. In the last two games, he's had 404 yards of rushing. In the first 12 games, he had 5 touchdowns. In the last two, he's had 6. I mean, this Derrick Henry all of a sudden is just a world beater. And I don't know how sustainable it is, but, I mean, he's rushed for 8 yards a carry the last two games. That makes the Titans scary. And again, when they get the lead, if they can run like that, I mean, which I don't know that they can consistently, but 2 weeks in a row now they've done it, and they have. I mean, the Jags weren't close, the Giants weren't close,
and you know what? The Giants were playing good football coming into this.
Yeah.
So
and the other question is, man, where was the Giants' offense?
Yeah.
How does that happen? How do you let that happen when you've been playing so well? You come in and, you know, Eli Manning, 0 touchdowns and a pick. Saquon Barkley, 14 carries, 31 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants can't win if that's happening, especially with Odell Beckham out.
Then he says, just curious why you think the Browns can't get to 8 wins. They have games against the Bengals and Ravens, both of which they've already beaten one time. I don't think they're beating the Ravens this time.
I don't think so either.
And the Bengals are garbage. I'm not going to be shocked if they win that, but, they're still not. Browns still aren't that good. They shouldn't have won that game Sunday. Let's not pretend like they've turned themselves into real playoff contenders, because they're
but
not.
Either way,
they've had a good season though, and it's a good step forward. And I think next year they'll be a team to be reckoned with, and you should be happy with that.
For me, worst case, it was I'll be a push. because eight was our number. So if somehow they do get to 8-7-1, then I'll just have a push. I'll feel bad because I've been telling that dude to pay up for like weeks now, but I won't feel that bad because he hasn't paid up yet.
I don't think they're gonna beat the Ravens. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back to the rest of the games after that. And tell the people about Gulfgate.
All right, guys, it's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out of Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. And it's the big finish event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Spread some holiday cheer with a brand new, totally redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 for just $21,484. Or lease it for $299 a month. This is Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. And, guys, they've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size, to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP 32740, 5756 dealer discount, 5,000 manufacturer discount, $299 a month for 84 months, 4.5% APR, 3,000 down, plus TT&L. Must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Good through 1-3-19.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. Yeah.
And we're back on The Blitz live here at Jack's Grill. Come on out. You can watch the game tonight. Plenty of TVs. Nice setup. Really awesome people out here and great food. That's one thing I missed was good service because... one thing in Canada they have is they pay people more money, higher minimum wage, so they tip less. Boy, there's no motivation for them to do a good job.
Yeah,
and it's frustrating because I'm used to people, like when my drink's empty, I'm used to people saying you want another drink, not you know waiting 10 minutes. I asked for water like 4 times at one place before I got it. It's like really, so.
Was that your hint to Tasha?
No, it wasn't a hint to Tasha, but hey, you know, she was coming over to do it anyway. And then the other thing people were asking about was how is illegal weed up there? Unfortunately, they had a
never a good start, unfortunately.
Well, they had a dispensary in Regina, and my sister-in-law asked me if she wanted me to pick up some product for me, and I said, absolutely. And she went, and they were closed because they ran out of product, which is a very it's a common thing for a lot of these places that are getting weed for the first time. I know that happened in California a lot. They just didn't have enough product. And then the one in Swift Current's not open yet, so I did not get to partake of their legal weed.
Damn, that's too bad.
Yeah, I had to wait to get home to do that. So,
Lamont tweeted something. He says, I believe the NFL free agency for quarterback is going to be more interesting than the QBs in the draft. I mean, maybe I'm missing out on something, but I'm looking at the list of free agent quarterbacks, and I honestly don't see a single starter.
Well,
I'll give you the list. Schaub, RG3, Derek Anderson, Matt Barkley, Tyrod Taylor, Kevin Hogan, Matt Castle, Brandon Whedon, Joe Webb, Landry Jones, Geno Smith, Sean Mannion, Brock Osweiler, David Fales, Trevor Siemian, Teddy Bridgewater, Alex Taney, Josh McCown, Nate Sudfeld, Brett Hundley, Tom Savage, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Griffin, and Colt McCoy.
Well, what I think you're missing is stuff like it looks like the Ravens are moving on from Joe Flacco. So Joe Flacco is going to be available.
That is interesting.
There's a chance that the Raiders move on from Derek Carr.
That would be foolish.
I think it'd be foolish, but if it happens, that's
just rarely see quarterbacks just get cut. It just doesn't happen very often. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe that does happen, but historically that doesn't happen.
It hasn't, but I think obviously in Flacco's case, and the reports came out this weekend, they're moving on from him. Which
they say that now. I mean, my handicap on the Ravens this week, which is unbelievable to me, but I'm going to tell you this number, and I bet you won't. I don't know if you knew this or not. The five teams that Lamar Jackson has faced so far are number 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32 in run defense. I mean, you know what the odds are that you could luck box into that for your first five games when you're a quarterback who can't throw the football? I mean, it is unbelievable that that's what was rolled out in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really kind of perfect timing for Joe Flacco to get hurt and for that to happen. I think the last two games of the season, maybe in the playoffs, the Ravens may have to reconsider because I think we may see some not so good from Lamar Jackson going forward.
Yeah, I think plus I think at some point teams are going to adjust and make him throw the football. Nick says, I think Teddy can start for sure. I mean, we haven't seen Teddy play in 3 years. I agree. I'm a big Teddy Bridgewater guy, but it's are you going to hitch your wagon to that? And I think the team that is most interesting in all this is the Jaguars because they're obviously going to move on from Bortles. And realistically, if you take a hard look at that team, Bortles, it wasn't the problem. The problem was their defense wasn't nearly as dominant as it was last year.
Yeah.
His numbers were almost exactly the same. And, no, he's not good. He's not going to win a lot of games for you. You need him to not lose games. And this year, when the defense wasn't good, I think that put too much pressure on him. But I think there will be some interesting names available, and whether you know, whether it's trade or what. And in Flacco's case, you think that's a move that the Jaguars would make? And as much as Giants say they're not moving on from Eli, I don't know that. I don't know if I'd buy that.
Yeah. It's a weird situation because both those quarterbacks fall into the meh category for me.
Ryan Tannehill may be out there. It's another guy who's
you know he's
meh.
Like the most meh.
Yeah,
I mean I'd rather have Joe Flacco than Ryan Tannehill any day. But Eli Manning, I mean, he's obviously not a long term solution for anybody at this point.
Well, I don't think Flacco's a long term solution at this point.
I don't
either.
Think so either.
He's 34 years old.
Yeah.
Regardless, let's get to the rest of the games that. Redskins beat the Jaguars 16-13, yawn. Jaguars.
I mean, well, there is something to be said for the Redskins won a game. I didn't think they were going to win another one for the rest of the
Josh
season.
Josh Johnson at quarterback.
That just tells you where the Jaguars are, I think.
I think the Jaguars are going to lose out and use that pick on a quarterback most likely. And
probably so.
Maybe that's what you do. You bring in a Flacco and you draft Herbert or somebody like that, and
if he comes out, how crazy is that? That Justin Herbert's saying he's not sure if he's coming out of the draft, out in the draft or not. Like if basically everyone's saying he's the number one quarterback, and he's like, I don't think so. I'm not sure yet.
I think I'm good.
That's pretty wild.
Ravens beat the Buccaneers. You talked about their defense being as bad as it was, but Baltimore ran the ball really well again, and their defense is still very strong.
They held the Bucs to 12 points. The Bucs score on everybody.
Yeah, and really made it tough on Jameis Winston. Seahawks, who were really sitting pretty, lose to the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers were one of my last cuts from my betting this weekend. But I didn't like it because I missed 5.5, and it had gone down to 3.5. I was like, I'll just pass. But I mean, I didn't think that there was a chance the Seahawks would lose.
Yeah. Did you see somebody bet? I think it was $500,000 money line Seahawks.
Ooh, yeah, that's
Vegas.
Bad.
Yeah, that's a bite.
Yeah, the Seahawks are just – they don't have weapons, and inconsistency is going to be there because it's basically the Russell Wilson show on offense, and if the Russell Wilson show isn't clicking on all cylinders, then they're going to have a hard time. And yesterday was one of those days where – it wasn't working, and, you know, San Francisco plays that team tough typically.
Yeah.
And this San Francisco team, you talk about not having much talent. They don't, but they're showing fight every week damn near. That's a tough loss to take right now for the Seahawks, who've got to play Kansas City next week.
Yeah.
And now you start to wonder, does 9-7 get you into the playoffs? In the NFC, it looks like it probably will.
Yeah.
But it could almost be a guarantee because their last game is against Arizona, and I mean Arizona is just horrific.
Yeah, we'll look at the playoff picture here in maybe next segment because we'll have Lance next segment, but at some point today we'll go over the playoff picture because it really is down to like four teams for two spots in both conferences. It's going to play out over the next couple of weeks. Steelers Patriots we talked about a lot in the first hour. Same thing with Eagles Rams. So no reason to go back over those, but.
I think, yeah, it's going to be an interesting run down the stretch here, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And I do think, I still think the Seahawks can beat the Chiefs, and I think that you could still wind up with the Chargers winning that division as good as it, the Chiefs have been. You know, really the best team in the AFC all year, and might not even win their division.
Yeah,
which would surprise me.
Yep. Well, and that, I mean, if I said who's the best team in the NFL right now, what's your answer?
I'm probably leaning Saint, but not by much.
I mean, the Saints have. I don't remember the last time I watched a Saints game and was like, you know what, man, those guys, they look really unstoppable.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been a few weeks. It has.
So I just, I don't know.
But they, you know what?
They lost to Dallas two weeks ago.
The thing about them is they can run the football in addition to throwing it. So I'd have them number one, but it's close. I don't know. I still think the Chiefs are as good as anybody, but I don't trust them in the playoffs.
The Saints early in the season were running the ball. That's kind of gone away, which I think is New Orleans' problem now. Is New Orleans is down. They're now 15th in the league in rushing. They spent a good chunk of that this season in the top 10, and the last couple weeks they just haven't been able to run. I mean, I guess tonight will tell us a lot about what the Saints are. The Panthers are still a team that are somehow in the playoffs.
Good at home and good in December, so this will be a good test for them. And then somebody mentioned Nick Foles will be available too. That's another guy that I think people will be interested in. He's really been pretty good except for with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the right coach, again, that's a guy that maybe Jacksonville looks at. 713-780-ESPN. And plus, you think about guys like, what if Jameis Winston, what if they decide to move on from him? In Tampa. I think there's a chance that you're going to have a lot of...
But the reality is, all these guys we're talking about, we're shuffling around a bunch of meh.
Yeah.
You know, whoever it is. Nobody who's... I mean, the guy that really would interest me is Derek Carr. If you're right about that, and the Raiders are dumb enough to say, let's cut bait on Derek Carr, that's a guy who can... I think, if he gets put in the right organization, can be a franchise-changing guy.
Yeah.
Everybody else just seems like a stopgap to me.
It wasn't that long ago he was getting the Raiders to the playoffs.
He was an MVP front runner.
He was certainly in the conversation, and now you've taken away his best weapon because he didn't fit your system, which you know how I feel about that. If you can't
build your system around your best players, you're a crappy coach.
Yeah.
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 I agree.
So that's a real name that I think could change things. And, yeah, if he went to Jacksonville, I think it would transform the Jaguars again, who are going to have a high pick, by the way. And if they can make a deal like that and don't need to get a quarterback, they get a playmaker. They need some more playmaking receivers on that team. All right. 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, got to tell you about what's going on with the Rockets. It's not too late to purchase your Rockets Holiday Pack, starting as low as $149. It's two different five-game packages to choose from. The Holiday Red Pack gets you tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and, of course, the Mavericks. The Holiday Silver Pack has Kawhi Leonard and the East-leading Raptors, and then Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and more. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special Wednesday night when the Rockets host All-Stars John Wall and Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one family holiday photo with Santa Clutch or some live reindeer, starting as low as $89. After you and the family open your presents from Santa on Christmas Day, come celebrate at Toyota Center when the Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder at 2 o'clock. So there's some great specials going on. Go to rocketshop.com for exclusive holiday retail specials. Today and tomorrow only, 20% off Rockets Icon Edition jerseys using promo code ICON20. They've got the Kids Club All-Star Package. Membership includes two tickets to a Rockets home game, and now you can select the Christmas Day game versus the Thunder to take your kid to see as part of the Kids Club All-Star Package. Spread your holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours while they're still available.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, guys. tell you one thing I missed while I was in Canada, my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And we're having some work done upstairs. Fortunately, I have one downstairs because they're great. And right now, it's a season for giving the best night's sleep. Get yourself a gift. Get together and get a gift here. Make it a 25th to remember. 25% off all showroom models at Texas Mattress Makers. And how about this? Guys, you're saving 50% the minute you walk in over what you would pay at a retail store because they make the mattresses. They sell them directly to you. They custom fit them for you so that you can sleep great. And now you're going to get 25% on top of that. And there's a reason they're the number one mattress company on Yelp, because they're the best. They're the greatest. They're tremendous. You get more comfort. You get more support. You get expert help. Lax and Yuval and all the guys down there and Rachel, everybody, man, they just want to help you sleep better. They want to put you on the best mattress for you, and they're going to do that. And if you might want to buy a really expensive mattress, but if you're going to sleep better on something else, they're going to tell you, hey, take this instead. They're not trying to gouge you. They're trying to get you great sleep so that you'll be a lifetime customer of Texas Mattress Makers. They're great people. I love doing business with them. You can get $499 for an adjustable queen bed right now. How about that? $499. And you're going to sleep great. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, the new store, or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Also, I want to tell you about sportsmap.com. If you haven't checked out the all-new sportsmap.com, it's completely badass. The site's we've gone through a transition to a new system on the site, and it is fantastic. Joel has a video up now saying there's plenty of time for the Astros to make moves. We've got Jermaine's good, bad, and ugly from the NFL in week 15. Joel's column on who's your holiday wish list for the Astros. We've got Paul's Rockets report, how they powered through the week. And then lots of great Texans coverage from over the weekend. And for my fitness people, Mindy did a really cool thing on how you can do workouts while you're traveling, which I wish she had done before I went to Canada. All right, now in studio, you know him, you love him. He's part of the top two shows in Houston. His name's Lance Zierlein. What's going on, Lance?
I got you guys trained to say that. That's great. It's fantastic. I use it all the time. You know, I just actually going back and forth with on a text. This is going to seem like some kind of name drop, but it's really not, with Bomani Jones. And I bring up Bomani because he just texted out of the blue. I think it was in reference to a text a tweet I had about Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that the national perspective of the Houston Texans and the local perspective really couldn't be different. We our opinion of the Texans, I'm using a collective whole. I don't necessarily believe or agree with everything that is said by every host on this show or on my show or people in the city. But the collective feel in Houston is that this is just such a wildly unimpressive 10-4, and it's just like, let's just hurry up and get this over with so we can get on with whatever we're doing next. And it's that's not the way national people see this at all.
See, don't you think that's almost true with everything, though? Because I feel like University of Houston gets a lot more respect nationally than it does here. I think the Rockets probably get more respect nationally than they do here. The one exception was probably the Astros, because – I think we all bought into them, but don't you think that's because we see them every day that just taints it a little bit?
I think so. I think you're always going to be a little more cynical about what you see every day. It's hard, you know. As my dad's coached for the better part of my entire life. He just retired, and I know that there is, and about half that time was spent in the pros, about half that time was spent in college. And I know that there is a belief that it's just cliched to say it's hard to win in the NFL, but I mean, it really is. And if you need any, you know, if you need to be reminded of that, go look at what the Rams are doing lately, or go look at the Eagles after winning a Super Bowl. It can change on you. Fortunes flip very, very quickly in the NFL, and they can flip very, very – a red-hot Colts team went to Jacksonville and got beat 6-0 by a Jacksonville team who can't beat anybody anymore. So, I mean, it can be hard to win in the league. You don't just show up and win. And the Texans, I get that it hasn't always looked impressive. It didn't look like the Rockets looked last year when they set a team record for wins. It didn't look like the World Series Houston Astros. It doesn't look that way, and I don't think they're one of the best teams in the league, and I did think that the other two teams were, you know, one of the best teams in their respective leagues. But being able to win 10 of 11 is really, really challenging. And sometimes, you know, I just don't think we're even allowing ourselves to enjoy wins at all anymore as a fan base. And that's really changed over the years. And we saw with the Rockets, you know, sometimes it was hard. People had a hard time, at least some segments of the fans had a hard time really enjoying Rockets basketball or their wins or the great season they had because they didn't like James Harden on a personal level. And so, you know, it almost like it clouds the enjoyment of sports.
You know what it's like? It's like when somebody meets your wife and says, "Wow, she's awesome, man. This is, you must be happy all the time." It's like, no, I have to live with her every day. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I heard you a little bit this morning on the bench, 7-9 with John Granato.
Yeah.
You seem a lot more high on what the Texans have done than and certainly their chances against the Eagles than most people that I've heard today.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're – I mean, I haven't heard the latest on Hopkins and his injury. I do think that Hopkins is probably worth about 4 points. I know that's unusual. That sounds like quarterback talk. I just happen to think that Hopkins is worth about 4 points on the point spread, but I'm expecting the Texans to open as a favorite in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think they opened at -1.5 is what I saw.
Well, I saw a pick at open, and it's already moved that way. So they'll be favored for sure. I guess my biggest concern is, and Fred and I were talking about, you know, who's gonna be motivated going into this game, and it, you know, with Dallas losing last week, suddenly the Eagles win and they're one game behind Dallas, so they're absolutely alive in this thing.
Not only if Dallas loses both games though, because they get swept.
Yeah, so. but I mean, you have to think that the Eagles, who have rallied around Nick Foles before, obviously, will probably be pretty up for this thing.
Yeah, but the Texans control their own destiny in terms of getting a bye the first week and having home field throughout until an AFC championship game. I don't understand why that isn't a motivating factor as well. I mean, we always – and I was doing this with John, and I felt like John was doing the same thing where he was finding reasons for – Philadelphia to be up. Philadelphia has sucked. You guys know that. You have watched them. They have just fallen flat as a pancake all year. And the times where the Texans could have fallen flat, and even sometimes when they did, they still found ways to win. I've watched the Eagles find ways to lose. They've done that in games where I really wish they wouldn't have lost, or I really wish they would have won more convincingly, if you know what I mean, or not lost in a certain manner. But they've been flat as a pancake, and I don't know why we give so much more credence to the Philadelphia Eagles, who haven't shown up this season for more than two games in a row at all, over a Houston team that is finding ways to win. Now, if we want to start talking about X's and O's, I'll tell you that I'm really worried that if Hopkins is not 100% healthy, I don't know who the hell's left to throw to for Deshaun Watson, because he really doesn't love throwing to Demaryius Thomas. I don't feel like DeAndre Carter and Joe Webb are legitimate options. And there are sometimes I feel like Deshaun has cataracts in his eyes when it comes to throwing to tight ends. So I'm not sure where the ball's going to go. Oh, and by the way, Alfred Blue is good enough to get you 6 carries a game, but you don't want him getting 16 in a game. Those are things that concern me.
I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, we've talked a lot about Deshaun holding on to the ball too long and taking sacks. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, because he's not forcing balls into coverage anymore and turning it over. I think I'd rather have the sack than the interception. And, I mean, obviously you'd like him to be able to throw the ball away occasionally. But isn't it better to take a sack than what he was doing earlier in the year when he's forcing balls into coverage and getting interceptions?
Yeah, I think Raheel brought that up today too. And if you told me, well, would you rather have Deshaun with 52 sacks? Would you rather him have 52 sacks and 9 interceptions, or 42 sacks and 13 interceptions? And I'd tell you, well, I mean, I'd actually rather have the sacks, I guess, because you'd rather take a sack than a turnover. So I don't think they need to be mutually exclusive. I do think you can get the ball away. You can throw it away without throwing it into double coverage or without making bad decisions with the football. And that, you know, that's something that needs to come. I don't know if it's going to come. It's – a lot of guys just – that internal clock just never fixes. Like, it's just – it's something that I think Deshaun's – for what he gives you and the pluses, you're going to have to deal with some negatives, and I think that'll be one of the negatives. But those 9 interceptions, he had 8 interceptions last year in 6 starts, in 6.5 total games, he had 8 interceptions. He's got 9 this year through 14. We don't make enough. I make plenty about him holding onto the ball for so long, and there's a lot of things that frustrate me with Watson. But you know what? Part of it's because he set a bar that was so ridiculous last year that we kind of judge him against a ridiculous bar. And then the other thing is, I don't think we recognize really positive things like his yards per attempt are still way up over 8 at 8.35, and his interception total, his interception percentage has gone way down this year. And that's what you want from a second-year quarterback.
When you look around the AFC sort of playoff picture now, who are the teams that the Texans – I mean, obviously, if they're the 2 seed, everything looks a little bit easier. But who are the teams in that playoff mix that you would say, man, I think the Texans have a really good matchup with that team? And then who are the teams that you don't really want to have any part of if you're the Texans?
I mean, you don't want to have any part of – I don't think you want to have any part of the Chargers or the Chiefs. I think that's simple. I mean, the Chargers have the fewest weaknesses of any team in the AFC. The Chiefs are just too explosive. They're just matchups that – the Texans, we can talk about this, that, or we can argue about this or that, but there are certain matchups that they just can't fade, and one of them is speed, and they cannot fade a matchup against Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I just don't see them being able to do that. I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson and Baltimore. I don't think they have enough. I think most people are hoping Baltimore keeps winning and keeps the Colts out of the playoffs because nobody wants to see the Colts right now. That's a dangerous team. The Pittsburgh Steelers just so up and down. I don't see why the Texans couldn't beat them on any given day. But then again, you run into the issue of 2 really good wide receivers against a secondary that clearly just isn't very good at cornerback right now. I think they've got good safeties for the Texans, but their corners just aren't good enough to take on Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown. So I would maybe put the Steelers, push them in that category of bad X's and O's matchup. And then the Patriots, interestingly enough, I know that's been a bugaboo but for the Texans forever, but I don't feel like the Patriots match up as well. I mean, they don't do anything with Josh Gordon. Tom Brady just doesn't do anything with this great shiny toy because he doesn't like throwing to the outside receivers down the field. So I feel like in a strange way, maybe the New England Patriots are an easier matchup for you than the Pittsburgh Steelers, just based on pure, you know, matchups from one side of the ball to the other.
AJ asked me this earlier, and I said I think the Saints, but who do you think is the best team in the NFL right now?
Well, I don't know how you couldn't say the Saints now. I mean, who else would you say?
Well, I mean, the Saints just lost last week or 2 weeks ago. I mean,
they looked
horrible against Dallas, and they haven't looked really good in about 4 weeks when they played the Eagles, who didn't have anybody in the secondary.
Well, you're not. Then you can't. By that logic, you definitely can't say the Rams. You're not going to say the Chiefs. Like, who would you say then?
I think you can make an argument for the Chargers.
Yeah, I think you can too. I think they do need to be, when they're fully healthy, the Chargers have Super Bowl potential this year. And it's because Phillip Rivers doesn't make a lot of mistakes. They've got pass rushes on both edges. And then they've got a running back who's explosive. And they've got 2 very good wide receiving options in Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. And so, you know, to me, I think that team is also mentally tough, too, with the Chargers. You can go on the road and win like they do. That's a mentally tough team. So, you know, I still think out of respect, you got to say because despite that hiccup, Saints have been rolling people. I mean, the Saints did have a hiccup, but they've been playing really good football. I would tell you, right now, the hottest team in the AFC other than the Chargers, they're the Colts, and the Colts just 2 weeks ago were 6-0 losers to the Jaguars. And other than that, they're like a freight train right now, but they just threw that stinker in there.
Yeah, and it looks like Melvin Gordon is trying to get back for this week, or I guess next week now, against the Ravens.
What's the rush? I mean, honestly, what's the rush? I'm playing for a Super Bowl right now if I'm the Chargers. I'm not trying to rush back a guy with an ankle injury.
Are you sure? Because you're not playing for a bye in the first round in home field?
I mean, here's my problem. That's ankle injuries. It's much easier to sustain a re-aggravation of an ankle injury. For me, what I would rather do is just say, you know what? I'd almost go straight Popovich and say, I'm not saying tank, but my entire focus is being as healthy as possible to win, because I do think they can win on the road. So I'm trying to, and look, I'm not sure the Texans can hang on to where they are in terms of from a seeding standpoint as well. But if I'm the Chargers, I'm not worried about where I get seeded or who I'm playing. I just need to worry about being healthy, because if the Chargers are healthy, I think they can win back-to-back games on the road. I think
the NFL is so different than than the NBA, because it's a game off, which is, just a massive advantage. And I think if the Chargers had gotten anything out of Justin Jackson in that Chiefs game, they might have held him out a little bit longer. But they're just such a different team offensively when he's there.
Yeah, no Eckler and no Gordon. It's really tough. Who do the Chiefs have this week?
They've got the Ravens.
The Chiefs have the Seahawks this week.
Chargers.
That's probably in Seattle, isn't it?
It is at Seattle. The Chargers are at Seattle.
I don't know. It's interesting. If you're the Chargers and you got a chance to win a division, you got to go try to win the division.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, I get you. Is there going to be a difference in time? What's the time frame? Are they both late games?
The Chargers play a night game.
Yeah, Chiefs play Sunday night against the Seahawks. So
when are the
Ravens play
Saturday, right?
Yeah, they play Saturday night.
Yeah,
I don't know. That could maybe impact the way that the Chargers approach that game. We'll see.
The Chargers playing early is obviously
they're not going to know what happens.
They're not going to know. Yeah. So I think they got to go kind of balls out here.
Yeah, I don't. It's interesting. It's a hard season because the Rams have really turned everything upside down over the last 2 weeks. And then let's say the Saints. If the Saints were to come up short today in this game, all of a sudden that's just. it's really wide open. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to talk about Chicago Bears. I think you have to start saying, well, man, can the Bears win? They just lost Howard. So, that's going to hurt. It's Seattle gets no men. Of course, how do you mention Seattle now after they go on the road and lose to Nick Mullins?
That's crazy. But that's everybody. There are no teams that you can look at and go, yeah, I trust that team to win week in and week out.
But this is why, guys, and we were talking about this. This is why it's just – it doesn't make a lot of sense to just write the Texans off in a season where it's just so crazy. There's just and you have a quarterback who can have an explosive game. But once again, they have to have Hopkins healthy. And I do think Foreman is going to be a healthy, active, and I do think we'll start seeing Foreman, because they've got to know Alfred Blue is just, that's just a guy. If there's anything Foreman can give you, you got to get him out on the field.
What I will say is I think is a little bit crazy is – the Steelers just beat the Patriots, and we're talking about, I don't know what's wrong with the Patriots, but nobody's saying, hey, look, the Steelers might be getting on track too. They never beat the Patriots, and they just beat them.
Yeah, and the Steelers are Steelers are the exact same team that you say, well, man, they could get red hot. They could get hot rushing a passer, and if Ben Roethlisberger catches a heater, look at these guys, right? Look at Jalen Samuels has stepped in for Connor, and look at what his two wide receivers are capable of doing. So, this is as wide open with Kareem Hunt. If Kareem Hunt were there, I'd say, yeah, Chiefs are definitely the strength of the AFC. But they haven't looked the same since Kareem Hunt's been gone either.
All right, Lance Zierlein knows his football. You can hear him on the bench from 7 to 9 every morning right here on the station. And Lance doesn't have his read here, John?
No.
Yeah, Lance.
No, I mean,
yeah,
you
Lance.
Can still go to Texas Star Grill Shop, but we're not talking about this week. But I still love him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just so you guys know. Did y'all leave any beer up here since you're not broadcasting in studio? I know where I can find some whiskey, but I was checking on the beer.
I don't think there's any beer right now.
Is there whiskey anywhere around here, Fred?
No, the whiskey's in my trunk. Sorry. And you're not allowed
hard
to touch
times.
That. That's my Whitmire's Harvey's Remnants. You can't have that.
Hard times.
But I'll tell you what, Lance. No. I'll bring you a box of beer just for you to have while you're there.
All right, beer in a box.
I've got plenty,
I'll take
so.
It.
I'll bring you some.
It. All right, guys.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, Lance. I got to tell you about Pajamagram. Christmas is almost here. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, nudie sleepwear available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, these pajamas feel like her own bare skin. More alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these nudie's pajamas is so comfortable you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She's going to love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you're going to love the way it looks. And the best part about Pajamagram, you don't have to gift wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, and they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy by giving them these Nudies pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because last year they sold out before Christmas. So get on it now. Here's what you need to do. It's easy. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.